Obama appointed judge refuses to force release of federal records regarding Hunter Biden gun purchase. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 14, 2022. U.S. District Court Judge Rudolph Contreras, a President Barack Obama appointee, ruled Tuesday against plaintiff David Cadrea's request to have federal records regarding Hunter Biden's 2018 gun purchase released. On March 27, 2021, Breitbart News pointed to reports indicating Hunter Biden may have given false information on an ATF background check form 4473 when purchasing a handgun in 2018. ATF form 4473 is the basic background check form every would-be gun buyer fills out when he goes into a retail shop to buy a gun. Once the form is completed, a federal firearms license, FFL, holder calls the FBI and the background check is performed. One of the questions on Form 4473 asks, are you an unlawful user of, or addicted to, marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? Warning, the use or possession of marijuana remains unlawful under federal law regardless of whether it has been legalized or decriminalized for medicinal or recreational purposes in the state where you reside. On March 25, 2021, Breitbart News pointed out that Hunter Biden may have lied about his history of drug use when filling out ATF Form 4473 for the gun purchase. Politico reports that Ohio-based blogger David Cadrea filed suit to force the release of information pertinent to Hunter Biden's gun purchase, including records related to the answers Hunter gave on the background check form. On Tuesday, Judge Contreras ruled against Cadrea, citing privacy concerns for Hunter Biden. Contreras wrote, "The privacy interest here is remarkably strong." He also noted, "Disclosure would reveal whether Hunter Biden was criminally investigated by ATF. An individual's public disclosure of information that could be potentially incriminating in a general sense does not reduce his privacy interest in whether he was the subject of a particular federal criminal investigation by a particular agency." The case is Cordia v. ATF in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia. Number 21-2201, docket number 8. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor, and The Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. The Ann and Phelim Scoop. The Ann and Phelim Scoop is a podcast and media organization founded by Anne McElhinney and Phelim McAleer. The Ann and Phelim Scoop podcast is a project of the Unreported Story Society, a 501c3 nonprofit. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history from Texas Tech University. His Ph.D. is focused on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at herhawkins@breitbart.com.